Sui launches Spheres for institutional multi-party workflows. Sui has launched Spheres, a new category of controlled execution environments designed for institutional multi-party workflows on the Sui blockchain. The announcement was confirmed by Cointelegraph on May 15, 2026, citing the Sui Foundation rollout. The framing matters. Sui is not spinning up a private fork or a permissioned sidechain. Spheres run on the public Sui network, but give institutions a defined perimeter for shared logic, counterparties, and asset flow. Settlement and security inherit from the L1. The participation rules sit inside the sphere. At the time of writing, SOL trades at 92.39, BNB at 683.58, and BTC at 81,506, with fear and greed at 51, neutral. The market reaction to the Sui announcement has been muted, which is consistent with how this kind of institutional product release tends to play out. The customer is not a retail trader. Sui's case for a perimeter inside a public chain. The institutional pitch for public blockchains has always run into the same wall. Banks and corporates like the settlement finality and the auditability. They do not like an open mempool watching their inventory or arbitrary counterparties brushing against their workflows. The historical answer was private chains. Hyperledger, Corda, Quorum, Canton. Those solved the perimeter problem, but stripped out the network effect of a public L1. Spheres are pitched as a third option. A sphere can specify which addresses can interact with a given application, how state transitions are validated within that scope, and how assets enter and exit. Underneath, transactions still settle on Sui consensus. From the institution's point of view, the sphere is the application boundary. From a Sui node operator's point of view, it is just more L1 activity, fitting into the current institutional stack. This release lands in the middle of a busy institutional crypto moment. JP Morgan filed a tokenized money market fund on Ethereum and Solana earlier this month. DTCC integrated Chainlink standards into its $114 trillion collateral app chain. BlackRock filed for a second tokenized fund on Securitize Rails. The pattern is consistent. Large financial institutions want public chain rails for the parts of the workflow that benefit from open settlement and a controlled environment, for the parts that involve sensitive counterparties or proprietary logic. Most platforms have answered that with sidechains or app chains. Sui is answering it with a configurable scope inside the base layer. Whether spheres become a real category will depend on three things, which named institutions sign on as launch users, how transparent the inside of a sphere is to outside observers, and whether the L1's throughput holds up when a large institutional workflow sits next to retail DeFi traffic. The limits of spheres do not affect SUI tokenomics, do not introduce a separate token, and do not change validator economics in any way disclosed at launch. They are an addressable feature for builders targeting institutional customers. Not a network upgrade end users will notice. The product also does not on its own solve the harder institutional question, legal recognition of on-chain settlement. A sphere can constrain who participates and how, but the contracts those participants sign are still governed by off-chain law. Sui has not claimed otherwise in the announcement. For crypto card and payments builders, the relevant read is narrower. If sphere-style scoping becomes standard on more public chains, the issuer landscape may shift further toward shared rails between bank-issued products and crypto-native self-custody options, because the perimeter problem is the same one that has kept many banks from co-issuing with crypto firms.